Hello, my name is Scott Higa, the Christian nerd, and this is your Daily Nerd Devo. This week on the Daily Nerd Devo, we are talking about Star Trek. I've been boldly going where no one has gone before since the early 90s. I did not have a lot of friends in junior high, but the crew of the Enterprise D was there for me every weeknight at 7 o'clock on Channel 13 here in the Los Angeles area. I would watch reruns of The Next Generation every night and escape to a world without bullies or a giant nerd like Wesley Crusher, even though he was constantly being told to shut up, could find his place in the universe. In the 30 years since then, I've consumed countless hours of Star Trek content, including movies, TV shows, books, video games, and I spent way too much money on the customizable card game. I continue to love Star Trek to this day. I'm a huge fan of the recent wave of Trek on Paramount Plus. Star Trek Lower Decks is absolutely hilarious, and it is filled with more Easter eggs than a helicopter flying over a megachurch the Saturday before Easter. Star Trek Picard was a love letter to TNG fans who loved those characters until the bitter end of Star Trek Nemesis. And Star Trek Discovery, especially after its third season, it's quickly just becoming one of my favorite Trek series ever. Now, the first season of Discovery felt a little uneven as it attempted to find its footing, though it was so much better than The Next Generation's first season. Discovery's second season was very good and has given us another series, the upcoming Strange New Worlds, but Star Trek Discovery's third season was just something else, like, entirely. Season 3 premiered in October of 2020, kind of like right in the middle of the darkest days of the worldwide pandemic. I work at a church, and so we'd sort of felt the weight of the previous 7 months with, you know, shutting down our church and then wrestling with social injustice and just the polarization of an election. Like, it was awful. Yet on October 15, 2020, I watched the premiere episode of season 3 of Star Trek Discovery called The Hope That Is You Part 1, and I cried. That was the most hopeful episode of Star Trek that I had ever seen. And I'm sure it was a mix of the episode, the state of the world, my own fragile emotions. But I just cried while watching Star Trek. And I hadn't cried at an episode of Star Trek since TNG's finale in 1994. And so think about it. Like, Gene Roddenberry's vision of the future was a hopeful one. He believed that if humanity just tried hard enough, that we could cure all the ills in our world. After its first season, Discovery also kind of paints a hopeful vision of the future. However, Discovery's hope isn't built upon the secular humanism of Gene Roddenberry. Instead, the hope of Discovery, it comes from the bonds and the connections and the relationships that we can make with each other. I didn't expect to find that kind of hope in Star Trek, but there I was, crying at almost every single episode of Star Trek Discovery's third season. And our whole ultimate hope is obviously found in Jesus Christ. The only reason we have to hope is because Jesus loved us enough to live with us, to die for us, and then come back to life. However, we can see glimpses of that hope, like, all around us. The main reason I started The Christian Nerd was to help people see how God was already speaking to them through the nerdy stuff that they love. Star Trek Discovery is speaking hope to a world desperately in need of it, which is a pale reflection of the true hope that Jesus offers the world. But it's still awesome that Star Trek can remind me of the hope that I have in Jesus, that Star Trek can encourage me to live out that hope on a daily basis. Colossians 3:1 through 2 says this: "Since then you have been raised with Christ, set your hearts on things above where Christ is, seated to the right hand of God. Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things." Now, for a long time, I thought that this verse was just about avoiding naughty thoughts. Now, obviously, we shouldn't embrace naughty thoughts. However, one of the best ways to avoid naughty, sinful thoughts, the earthly things, is to actively pursue those heavenly thoughts, those heavenly attitudes, those heavenly emotions. We should absolutely set our minds on love and grace and peace and justice and hope, because when we set our minds on those things of heaven, those things of Christ, we have a greater chance of living them out. And we should embrace the nerdy stuff that helps us think about love and grace and peace and justice and hope and everything else that we get from Jesus. Star Trek helped me think about hope, and that's great. And if you've got fandoms that help you think about heavenly things and then live those out in a world that so desperately needs them, then man, that is great. Obviously, we need some discernment and wisdom when choosing what media to consume. If we try hard enough, we can probably find something from above in the heavenly realms in anything we consume, almost anything. However, if we have to plow through a bunch of earthly stuff that drags us down, then that one little pearl might not be worth it. Like the new Suicide Squad had a really just very kind of like impressive, deep, meaningful message at the end, but there was a lot of cursing and heads exploding to get to that message. We need to discern what media ultimately helps us set our minds above and what media doesn't. And if we're spending too much time trying to justify what we're watching, reading, or playing, then maybe it's time to find something else. Maybe it's time to go back to those fandoms, those favorite fandoms ours that allow us to set our minds on heavenly things and then live those things out in the world around us. That is all the time we have for today. If you'd like to hear more Nerdy Devos every weekday, hit the subscribe button wherever you listen to podcasts. You can also come hang out with us on our Facebook group, the Nerd of God Squad. And once again, I am Scott Higa, the Christian nerd for the Daily Nerd Devo. Until next time, love God, love others, be a better nerd.